The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Podcasting from the most eclectic studio this side of, I don't know, Fort Wayne or something. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Nick and Chewy could not make it. Kim's off, kidnapped in Seattle, but Dogwater Dick's here. And of course, we have one of our favorite new and upcoming bands in town. I give you Fade Awaits.
What's up?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there. How is everybody doing this week?
I'm good. How
I'm amazing.
Are you?
Hi, guys. Welcome to the studio. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fate Awaits, one of Reno's youngest rock and roll sensations. We're going to have a Mickey Mouse roll call here. Starting on my left, young lady, what's your name?
Mia.
And what position do you play for the team?
I'm the lead singer.
All right. Of course you are.
Lead.
She's also the only one not wearing a black t-shirt.
Oh, she's so not like goth or anything. She's just a nice
she's
girl.
She's pretty.
Right.
All right. And you, young lad.
Scott.
And the position you play on the team.
Drums.
Oh, I'm Landon, and I'm the bassist.
Hey, Landon.
Oh, I'm
Landon.
Hey. I don't know my name. I'm Manning, and I play guitar and sing.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. I'm sorry not everybody else could be here. Nick is a loser, and Kim's out of town, and Chewy is hard at work in the mines of Nevada.
Oh, that's fun.
I think they're not here because they hate you guys.
Well, Rick, I was trying to protect their young
right.
egos, their fragile minds.
Sorry, you guys.
Man.
Be offended.
Those guys are
you
jerks.
Should be offended.
I'm
going to
go
they
home
are
and
jerks.
Cry now.
I'm going to stay here and cry. I'm already home.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you guys? I got to catch you at Merry Anarchy in May here, but how's your summer been? You've been playing a lot of shows.
It's been pretty good, yeah. We just recently played at Jub Jub's.
Nice. When was that?
Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday,
okay.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, you were open up at like, you were the first band mm-hmm. pretty early. How'd that go?
It was cool.
Yeah, it was right. Really good because
there's a big crowd.
And I got to open for my favorite band, Famous Last Words.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our favorite band, me and Manning. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. On.
Jeff just says, F your D.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Follow your dreams.
Gosh. Yeah. That's you know that Jub says FYD on everything, right?
Yeah. So,
okay. And you know it means follow your dreams. Exactly. Yeah. Your
follow your dreams.
Is that a wink? Do you know what that really means?
FYD.
Follow your dreams. Really, believe it.
Amen.
So, hey, Rick, how was your week? What'd you do?
It was awesome! I recorded Prince Robot over the weekend, and
ooh.
I swear, we worked for like 20 straight hours. It was a total nightmare. It wasn't, I mean, it was really fun, but we were all exhausted at the
those
end of
cats
it.
Are intense.
Holy crap. Dude, talk about just like buckets of crazy and weird guitar tones and like... And and crazy drums.
Yeah,
and
no, that's like rocket scientist
and
stuff.
Dude, like, as I've said many pedals. Times before, it's like the B-52s post-apocalyptic and less gay. So, because they don't have that guy. Jukebox money.
There's nothing wrong with Fred, Rick.
Brushing your teeth.
Shut up.
Everyone needs some fruitcake. Right. It's not. They don't do that. It's the girl voice, but she screams. That was really awesome. They were so much fun. So we had
a great
time,
band.
And hopefully within a couple of weeks, we'll have the finished product. We tracked everything in one weekend for 9 songs, I think. It was hard. I'm delirious. And today was a long day. So, yeah.
So awesome,
man. My week was great. And I did stuff with Reptile Roots League during the week, and we're putting together an album. They were featured in this week's Reno News and Review.
Oh, okay.
And they mentioned me by name, and we're recording stuff at Dogwater Studios with Rick Spagnola. So
yeah.
That was cool. That felt really important and stuff. So, anyway. Well, anyway.
Nice. That's like, I mean, you've been getting mentioned in that magazine for years now.
Right. Like, so it's a fun drinking game. You take a drink every time you see somebody's name you know in the Reno News and Review.
Do you do that?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't drink.
Oh, okay. I thought you were outing yourself as like a secret drinker.
A secret drinker, yeah. And then I secretly drink.
You lose a point, Rick.
I know. Well, next time I see your name, I will drink double for you.
Thank you.
One for me and one for you, my right. old friend.
Right. So that album's going to be really awesome. And so yeah, both things. I'm working on some cool stuff. And Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame, we've almost got theirs. And that's my first country record. So I'm worried about.
Wow, you've got a full schedule there.
Like real
As
country
usual.
Record.
No, but that's some good stuff. That's so, a large eclectic bit of the scene.
Hell yeah, dude. You should hear. Anyway, so yeah,
a
lot of fun.
Do you guys listen to Reno music, like other Reno local bands that
yeah.
you hear of? Do you get their CDs when you play with them?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite local bands?
Reshape, Reason, and Impurities. They're local, right?
I don't know. Is Resistance local? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Resistance is a local.
Yeah, yeah, we
but
got their
for sure Reshape Reason.
They've been here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were up after us at Jub Jub's and we got their CDs.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
really cool.
All of them signed it. It was cool.
Resistance
and we predict the riot counts, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought my ticket for the show they played at Jub Jub's from the drummer from Reshape Reason.
Cool. So, yeah, kick ass. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a really good show. Oh, pardon me. Well, yeah, shut up. You cut that out. Don't laugh. Let's have a song.
Well, you guys can play stuff?
Scott, get the hell out of here.
Scott has to leave the room.
Bye.
Get out, Scott.
And run down the stairs.
Bye.
Do what you're really good at.
And take his place behind the drums.
Just don't trip.
Did he totally trip? There's so many cables in there.
Yeah, please don't.
Usually it's drunk musicians, and now it's... Have any of you ever heard our podcast before?
Have any of you been allowed to listen to this show before?
There's not a chance.
Not this show, but I've heard other podcasts.
Yeah, this is different.
Don't ever listen to ours until you're over 18.
Or at least driving it.
Except this episode. You can hear this episode. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Or in the Christmas ones.
He's downstairs, you guys.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah, how do you start this, huh?
What are we playing first?
Huh?
What are we playing first?
Let's do I Miss the Misery.
Did everyone tune?
Just did.
Yes. Now.
I miss the misery. I'm
Right.
Yeah, that was I Miss the Misery by Hailstorm, a cover.
Okay, nice. Now you know that that's an unhealthy relationship, and if your real relationship is ever like that, you should get out of it, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure you guys understand. Absolutely. Makes a good song, but...
And I just want to start out by saying, like, you know, I'm a veteran of the stage and singing and music of, like, 20-plus years, and I would like to applaud you all for being finer musicians than I will ever be.
Thank you.
Right.
I would just like to say, being better than Rory is not good enough.
Shut up! Shut up, dude! Okay, I've only been playing bass for, like, a year and a half, but I'm going to get there one day. No, really, I did pick up string things in my late 40s. So
string things.
You guys are like way better picking it up now.
Yeah,
and,
for real.
And your voice is just killer there, darling.
Thank you.
Way to belt that out.
Yay.
And you're a drummer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
thanks. Your timing is perfect for your own joke. So, all right, I gotta ask you all, if you don't mind, like, how old are you? What grades are you guys in?
I'm going into my freshman year, and I'm 14.
Freshman?
You're 14, and you're going into your freshman year.
Yes.
My nieces, Madison and Michaela, are her age.
She's actually
my twin nieces.
She's going to her freshman.
Isn't that weird that she's the same age as Madison and Michaela?
It kind of makes sense.
That's so scary.
Yeah. And you, sir?
I'm 13, and I'm going into 8th grade.
Okay.
I'm turning 15 in August, and I'm going into my sophomore year.
All right.
And I just turned 12, and I'm going into my 7th grade year.
All right. Very cool. All right.
You and the drummer are in the same school? Do you, like...
No.
Any of you in the same school?
We're on, like, opposite sides.
I go to DePauli.
How the hell did you all meet?
We met at this organization called the Reno Rock Camp. And then I was playing there for 3 years.
I've seen all of you before, haven't I? At the Forte Awards.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are the ones that took off that won the prize.
Yeah.
Dude, did you hear about
all
that?
Yeah.
Did you hear about how everybody else was mad about that?
Yeah.
Oh, the adults on Facebook got really ticked off.
The people behind us were talking crap. They were really mad.
I'm sorry. I don't want to shy away from that. That was really cool. And you guys are really talented.
Yes, that should feel as good as it does.
Yeah. So you're the ones that like swooped in at your young age and stole the Forte Award out from underneath everybody's feet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, basically.
We're going again this year to try and win, we think.
Yeah,
we
hope, congratulations. Yeah. Go for it.
You get two in a row.
Like, you have set a bar.
Yeah.
You are the band to beat.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was playing in Reno Rock Camp for 3 years. He was playing in
there. Same.
And then in November, we started Fatal Weights and kind of just... split away from
broke
that,
off.
Yeah.
But now Reno
now,
Rock
were
Camp.
Were you all in the Reno Rock Camp?
Yeah.
And okay. That's what won the Forte Award. That has nothing to do with Fade Awaits, right?
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with
that. Yeah, correct. Or yeah, it does.
It has nothing to do with us.
Sweet. With I love that.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Right. Thank you. Yes!
Or
we
potatoes.
Have no bananas. No potatoes either. Sweet, you guys.
Yeah.
So, Reno Rock Camp.
But I do not have any potatoes.
All right, potatoes, tomatoes.
I love how you can, like, hear potatoes. The parents downstairs, like, laughing, like, whenever we say something.
They're being picked up on my mic just a little.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's okay. Do not look at the man behind the curtain. And
yeah. Right. Don't get distracted.
And they all look around for a curtain.
Yes, we have no curtain.
And really, for a bass player, you keep knocking over your bass. Do you know the value
job,
of expensive
Landon.
Musical equipment?
He's a kid. He's never had to pay for
or
anything.
Or do you know about rock and roll?
Kind of true.
He's just like your daughter. He doesn't care about things.
I lost a shoe.
Yeah, she still doesn't. She still doesn't.
Yeah.
Bought her a guitar.
I'm kind of tired.
It's very dusty.
I'm bored of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, these kids are not. Do you guys want to play another song?
Sure.
What song before I go downstairs?
Let's play Married to the Sight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our original.
Yeah. Yay! Nice. Okay, that's what we like to hear. How many originals do you
And
have?
Is this about being in a bad relationship also?
No.
Good.
No. Well, technically with a certain
but not with the girl
particular person.
Oh, this is about some jerk friend?
Let's go with that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, let's go with that.
Dig.
How many originals do you guys have?
Just one.
Just
right
the one?
Now.
But we're
working
writing
on another one.
As many of those as you can write, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, can you do me a favor?
Throw that out.
Turn my amp off, and then once I plug back in, can you...
Not today, in general.
Turn it on. Okay, cool. All
right, cool.
Skippy.
Jeez, you guys.
That was pretty heavy.
So that's your original? Man. My God. You are old enough to have that much angst.
You're going to be a perfect band to record here at Dogwater
Studios.
For real?
Studios.
Oh, yeah. Just a little.
Exactly the kind of crap I record.
Just a little.
Scotty's back.
Backstory.
And Scotty comes rolling into the room a little flushed and sweaty.
Little
backstory. That would take a little, take a little out of you.
Backstory for that song, kind of wrote that in English class because it was kind of boring. And I'm like, you know what? I want to write a poem. So I wrote a poem. And then one day we're just like, hey, do you guys want to write a song? Heck yeah. And then It's just like, I have a poem ready that I wrote during English class.
Yeah, and then we all met. I chose busy or something. But so me and Lan met up at Scott's house. And then I just had a bunch of, like, guitar riffs just, like, together, but nothing, like, fully put together.
And
so
I
just threw stuff together. Scott had drums ready, and then we just put that together. Then I told him to sing it. Just figure a way to fit it in. And he wasn't too confident with it until we gave him a little time. And then the same day, though, he still got it. And we wrote it in, like, 45 minutes. And
yeah, like, we're still
nice. Next song. Put a bendy in it, and next song.
Damn. Dude, so, but the lyrics from English class, is it, like, about your jerk teacher, or is it, like, about how boring life is? Or?
Just
Longfellow's stupid.
It's a secret.
I hate prepositions.
I don't know, actually. Okay.
We won't press.
I really don't know the meanings of most lyrics until I read them, even my own.
Yeah, so
I'm looking. Yeah, I would play the sample from what's his name, but I can't because the kids are here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Right. So you guys, you were saying you guys pretty much started Fade Away in November. So where did you guys get to play your first show? Like outside of that, like your first Fade Away show? How long have you been doing this?
It was at the Rock Bar. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it was it was really fun there. Yeah, and
when was that?
I don't know. It was in November. It was the same month. Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure, right? It was in November or December.
Yeah.
But it was
It was only a couple weeks after we actually formed the band.
It was just like we were just there at the right time, the right place, because we were there to see a show. All of us, I don't remember, but they said they needed a band to fill in or something, so. We're a band. We're a band, yeah. And we got the show and we played it. And my like very first like guitar teacher, Tyler McKinnon, he was there too. Yeah, and it was really cool. And like he saw me. Like I started playing when I was 8.
Oh, whose phone's going off?
That would be me. It's my sister.
Oh, we can't take. We can't.
Yeah, no, I'm declining. That'll be like 45 minutes of just saying goodbye.
Sometimes we just take the call live on the air when somebody's phone goes off, you guys. But Rory's sister would talk forever.
Yeah, so
we can't. We can't in that case.
But
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh yeah, so so Tyler was there and he last saw me when I was 8. Like after like I barely started playing, and then he was at the show, and then he's just like, "What happened?" You know, because it's like. How many years later, you know?
Nice.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, and the next time you see him, you're like, hey, I'm this much better. Check me out.
He was working at a...
No hands.
You're like, now I'm old and I'm playing in a bar.
I'm playing guitar with my teeth, look. No.
With my feet.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, so then have you played more? Like, how many shows have you had after that?
Yeah, so that was in November. About how many shows a month do you guys play?
It really depends. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
We've had a lot at a Sparks Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sparks Lounge.
The owner, Jason,
every
he
weekend.
Loves us there.
Nice. Yeah, like do you guys get a good draw over there? Are you getting building a following?
Yeah.
Dude, I love this because one of the things that I was friends with a lot of the bands that you guys beat at the Forte Awards. And I remember one of the things somebody saying is like, we've been playing shows for years and years, and then these kids come along and they totally beat us. And they were like, I don't even know if they've ever even played a show. And now you guys have your own band and you're playing all over the place. Right?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So Face, right?
do you guys
get Face a lot? You know, like Face.
Face.
You know, like so Face.
What? Yeah, you're old.
It's
Rick.
Short. It's short for in your face.
Oh,
you know,
face.
Okay. You know, so yeah, we're playing shows now.
Face.
Right.
How many of those buttons do you have?
A lot.
Face.
Yeah. Oh, here's a Riku.
And these are the
face.
These are the PG-13 ones.
Yeah, I've got bad word ones too. So that I won't play right now. But the audience knows what we're talking about. So yeah.
So what what's your favorite place to play so far? Like what?
Jubs.
Oh yeah, Jubs for sure.
Their main stage. Awesome.
The bar room of the big stage.
Yeah, main the big stage. It's awesome. Main
that
stage.
Big stage is a lot of fun.
I've got dude, and everything is all like there. Echoey and epic sounding.
Super hot up there though.
Like, and the lights in there, it's cool. It's just so cool.
And then you can't even see the audience, and it's like they're ants because they are because you're the rock star.
Yeah. But I go there all the time to see shows. So just.
thought you like drank a lot. I'm like, damn. You shouldn't go there. I know what goes on in that place. It's terrible.
Yeah, I go there a lot and watch shows. And so before we got the Famous Last Words gig, I was going to go anyways, you know, because they're my favorite band. So I'm like, oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Because I saw that they were coming. And then, like, the day before the show, my friend DMs me, and it's something J-Max posted, and it said they needed a mm-hmm. fill-in band. And then I tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, call now. Like, do it.
Right on.
Yeah, and so we get the gig, and I'm like, how did that just happen, you know?
By being on it.
He actually, like, ran down into my room, and I was just kind of, like, laying on my phone. And he was like, yo, dude, we just got a gig with... We're opening up for Famous Last Words. And I'm like, no, you're
and
kidding.
Get scared.
I totally thought he was kidding. I'm just like, shut up. You're messing with me. And he's like, no, really? Like, we did. And it was like back and forth for like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah,
me just crazy. Saying, no, you're just messing with me. I'm not going to be gullible.
That would have been a great gag if you didn't have the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you should, like, so in the future, like, you should do that. Like, guess who? We're opening for Aerosmith. And then, like, he'll be like,
no way,
really?
No. April Fools.
Just kidding.
Yeah, really, we're not.
April Fools, but it's September. Right. Sucker. Face. So wait, are you say run down to your room. Are you guys related? Do you live in the same house?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, me and Manning are related.
Sorry. Which one of you is the messier?
I'm just wondering who Rick's apologizing to.
I'm definitely messier. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a unanimous vote by the band here.
Yeah,
nobody had to think about that.
A lot of fingers pointing back at themselves. We'll just say, mm-hmm.
I'm pretty messy.
Yeah, there you go. See,
sometimes.
But I mean, you saw my room, Scott. You saw my room, Len. You live with me. You've seen my room.
Oh yeah, I've seen your room.
Does it smell like goat and ham?
No, it smells good.
Not
in my,
yet.
It smells good in my room. It's just
as you get older, it'll start to smell
it
like goat.
Like,
do you have like piles of socks and underwear that you don't launder for weeks at a time?
I lived with Rory, and he didn't do laundry, and it smelled like goat.
It's called being punk rock in your 20s.
Awful.
Okay,
it was so awful. Dude.
It's like I'm and a grown adult now. How long are you gonna hold this over my head?
He would stack the clothes like by the front door, and so then the heater would come on, and the heater would blow air into his room with the closed door, and it would strain the air through the dirty clothes under the crack, so that just like goat smell would pour out under the door. It was like a bad air freshener made of him.
No wonder I didn't have any girlfriends.
God, that was so awful. Like,
all you gotta say is, oh no, that's just the air freshener.
Yeah, yeah. I use
that's not my room. That must be Rick's chihuahua.
No, I boiled. I did a French press of dirty socks.
Either I have one of those like Febreze like. Wall plugins.
There you go.
Oh, I burnt incense in
that,
there.
I will tell you though, for the sake of your future roommates and adult girlfriends, that does not cut it.
Yeah, it's not enough.
It's just kind of like I'm sprinkling perfume over BO. You know, it doesn't actually make it go away.
This will matter more in a few years.
Right.
Right now, you're still kind of a kid, so.
I actually,
your mom's going to care in about 9 months.
I actually smell worse than Landon.
Yeah.
B-O-wise.
Good man. Good way to groom yourself. Way to take care of hygiene and laundry.
Yeah, I don't like smelling bad. I like wear like a lot of deodorant and, you know, cologne and all that.
You're ahead of the curve. Stay there your whole life. Don't forget that.
But don't wear too much cologne because you sound like you're trying too hard.
And really, brush your teeth. I mean that because it gets expensive if you don't.
That's true. I've had a root canal before. It sucks.
Yeah. All right. You understand then?
Yeah, I do understand.
Most horrible thing ever.
Big microscope over my face. Oh,
yeah.
Sucks.
Awful.
Giant needles. Yeah. Not fun. Not Disneyland. No siree. They tell you there's ice cream and rides, but there aren't. At least that's what I told myself.
You wear a lot of cologne. I was going to say, Landon wears a lot of cologne.
Well, a little more than average, but I mean, it's not too much, though.
Average.
So, all right, well, I think I want another song, and then, Rick, I think it's time.
Okay.
It's time.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, so
more music.
One more song, and then we have a challenge, a group challenge.
Ooh, all challenges.
And one of you will win, and the rest of you will lose.
Yeah, man.
And live forever in shame.
Right. Shame.
What song?
She's trying to figure out what song they're playing and is wildly gesticulating across the room.
What? Let's do Face Down.
Okay.
Talk about it on mic. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
How many more songs are we going to do? Is this the last song we're going to do?
No, there'll probably be more.
Oh, this is the last song you have?
No, is it? No, we have
no.
more.
No, we have
oh,
more.
Oh, no, no, no.
All right, yeah.
Let's
do face down.
There could be another
down.
Two.
Yeah, there might this. Be another at least one or two songs.
Okay, so do you want to do face down now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going down.
Crackle. Oh, didn't crackle. All right.
Don't get any splinters, Scott. Rick sprinkles broken glass on his stairs.
It's fun. It's a fun game I play with people.
Don't wear your shoes in my house, but be careful where you step. Every third step has poisonous oak.
Poisonous oak. I like it. I'll play that game. All right. Already in.
You guys ready?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's go.
I mean, who originally does that? I mean, I know that was you guys. That was a stupid question.
The red jumpsuit apparatus.
I don't know those guys, so I think your version is better.
Exactly. Yeah. Superior version.
Scott's already up here as fast as he can.
He wants to know what's going to go down. It's a very exciting part of the show. Before we get to it, while Scott's catching his breath and getting in a spot here, I do want to point out we do have another half member of the band who they all made sure to tell me was not really part of the band because he's a jerk. No, they didn't say that.
No, he's a total
You could see
jerk.
It in their eyes, man. I'd like to welcome Tanner to the mic here. Tanner is the roadie for Fade Awaits.
Yes?
He's a jerk.
Shout up. It'll pick you up if you start
what
talking.
What do you mean, you dick?
Say hi.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Allison, knock it off.
Please, can you give me some coffee?
No more coffee for Allison.
She's 4 years
She's
old.
On five cups by
do
now.
Do you hear me?
Enough.
Do you want to die?
Rick, put her back
I'm
in her
sorry.
Cage.
I know.
Baby cage, whatever.
The kennel.
She was here on
the kennel, same thing.
She was here on the Christmas
hi,
episode.
Hi, Tanner. Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hi. All right.
Tanner doesn't talk very loud.
So, Rowdy.
I don't.
Do you hump equipment?
I do a lot, and Manning does.
That's not what he meant.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I heard you laugh.
I'm sorry.
That,
I mean,
actually,
no.
That is what I meant. No. You dirty, filthy children.
No.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
It said pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, yep. Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. It's a very famous song.
I'm sure you've heard of it. Yes, for sure, it is.
How do you like being second fiddle to the rest of the band?
I don't know.
He loves it.
All right.
How old are you?
How old are you?
I am 12 years old.
And do you play anything yourself?
Shouldn't you already be a virtuoso on something like the rest of these kids?
She is our flute player, actually.
No, what
she,
the heck?
She, it's a she now.
All right. No. She plays the tambourine.
The flautist.
Be quiet.
Actually, the trombone, too. She's a really good trombone player.
Manning, shut it.
And a trumpet player.
These kids are horrible and mean, Rick. So, all right. Well, you are secretly the glue that keeps the band together, just so you know that. Without your help, they would probably all just, like, cry and suck on their thumbs like prima donnas. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to get your input on this next part of the show, since you are part of the conglomeration that is Fade Awaits.
Though, does he get a vote in the final win?
No.
No.
He gets to be judged silently by his peers like everybody else.
Oh, he's going to be in.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. What did you think?
Oh, I thought you were going to let him judge with you and have a vote on who gets and then your two votes.
Okay,
I get it.
I can't decide who has the better score. He can help me out.
Yeah, you pick two and then he picks
the winner. Do you want to help judge or do you want to be a part of a test?
Judge.
I don't know.
Be a judge and pick me.
Do you want to be a test or a giver or a taker?
Well, because if I'm a judge, I'm impartial. I'm just kidding. No, I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're totally gonna vote against Manning.
No, Manning's my homie.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna vote for Manning.
They're gonna vote for me because.
All right.
Don't do it.
All right. He has to be part of. He's gonna be part of Rick.
Sunburned baby feet.
Yeah. All right. My music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for a very edited and redacted version of my favorite portion of the show. We're going to call this the worst little kid quiz in the world. And right as I knock a microphone in their phone in their faces. I'm going to ask you all some rather revealing, entertaining, and possibly embarrassing questions for both your friends and relatives to hear.
Okay.
And we will judge you
out
loud.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, no. I'm ready. Right.
In advance, I'd like to say I'm sorry to my mother.
Mia, we're going to start with you.
Yay.
Remember, the worst answers win.
Oh. Okay.
Mia, what would be your last meal on Earth if you were, say, going to Mars? The last thing you would eat here on this wonderful planet?
Probably baby back ribs, because that's my favorite kind of food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pretty
good. Okay, good answer.
That's a strong answer.
Scott, same question to you, my friend.
I'm same thing.
Okay, you're a follower, not a leader. Got it. That gets you fewer points on future questions,
if you don't,
just so you know.
What? Okay.
Landon.
Honestly, a really big freaking steak.
Oh, that sounds good.
That gets you bonus points.
So far, the band is not vegan.
No.
Definitely not.
All right. Mine would be this really good chicken my mom makes in the crock pot. Big mom shout out. Yeah, it's so good.
Food, always a good answer there. Always a good answer.
Crockpot chicken.
And Tanner, yourself.
Probably sushi.
Ew.
Sushi! Oh. Quite the adventurous lad there.
That's my favorite.
You ruined it, my friend.
I'm going to keep with an eating theme here.
Okay.
Gosh. No, I have to edit that question. I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, you can't ask them their favorite drunk food because they're not drunk.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Peanuts.
girlfriend, brother, or mother, Who do you cannibalize first trapped on a desert island? Tanner, go.
Girlfriend, brother, or mother.
Yeah, you're trapped on a desert island. You have nothing to eat. Who
you
gets
have to
cannibalized
eat somebody.
First?
Who do you eat first?
Mosquito girl.
Probably the brother that I don't have.
Okay. Oh, best
you
friend.
Can't choose starvation.
Best friend or brother counts there.
Oh, best
mosquito.
Friend.
Manning in a heartbeat.
No, probably girlfriend.
Ah, okay. Manning, same question to you.
All right, this is a really hard question.
Yeah.
I'd probably eat Tanner.
No. Please,
the
no,
truth
no.
comes out.
No, honestly,
brother,
like,
though.
Really. No, well, yeah, I wouldn't no. eat you. I would eat Tanner.
He's too tiny, though.
He would taste pretty gross, though.
Like,
he's small.
He has the same amount of meat on his bones that a chihuahua would.
Landon, same question to you.
Girlfriend.
Okay. Scott.
Best friend.
Who's your best friend?
All right. Name the best friend. Is it somebody in this room? Then we don't care. Mia. Boyfriend, you know,
enough.
Of course. Substitute that.
Eat Aaron.
I'd probably eat my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
sneak
I mean,
up.
He's moving anyway, so.
Hit him in the back of the head when he's not looking.
Aaron?
Gotcha, yeah. Right? Mia, how many books do you own? To round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
Books?
Yes, how many books do you own?
Oh, I got this one.
Probably between 30 and 45,
okay.
Maybe?
And what was the last
Not
book
bad.
You read?
I can't... it was from this, a book library. Library, sorry.
Library?
On the street. Like,
do you like strawberries?
No, I actually don't.
What?
It was like a book library on
okay.
the side of a street in like a little.
Oh, yeah. The
donate.
Little, like, yeah. I want to put one of those in my front yard.
Yeah.
I know.
I just can't remember what the book was called.
Any idea of the author?
No.
Okay. Oh, that's disappointing. You lose points for that. Scott, how many books do you own? Rounding that off to the nearest 10.
10. It would be 10.
Okay. Yes. And what was the last book you read?
The Bye Bye Man. Horror book.
Spoken like a true drummer.
Nice. Wait, Riku.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
It's not true.
Not funny.
He's a speed
it's
machine.
It's totally true. Landon.
My mother is an English teacher, so anywhere between probably like 200 and... I don't know, there's probably like...
Wait, do you own those books or does your mom own
yeah,
those
Yeah, how
books?
Many are like
well,
yours in your room?
If I want a book, I can just be like, hey, mom, can I get a book? She's like, oh, yeah, I'll bring you home, son. She'll come back with like a barrel
pile
of
them.
Okay,
yeah.
What was the last book you read,
they store them in
Well, I'm currently reading The Fifth Wave. It's good so far. Yeah.
Oh, rad.
All right.
And how many? I'll go with same answer, same, because we have the same mom.
Right,
she has
right.
Same mom.
Are you sure?
I probably have more books in my room than he does, because moving...
You hoard things?
Because you're far more literate. In your smelly room.
That's okay.
You just hoard things, you know, put them back where they go.
No, moving. My old house, I had a huge bookcase with a bunch of books in it, and then they're all like boxes now. But I probably have more books in my room than he does.
So, all right.
But,
what was the last thing
last
you read?
Last book, either Wonder or Booked.
How many of you read multiple books at once? Raise your hand.
Because
it's too confusing.
It's confusing.
I don't believe you, Scott. Oh, okay, yeah. School.
I haven't read 4 books at once.
For pleasure.
Oh, what a seven.
Multiple books
for pleasure.
Pleasure.
Oh, I can't do that. It's not possible.
I don't
like
for
pleasure.
All right. Good kids. All right. Tanner, yourself. Same question.
Oh, okay. How many books I own? Well, do like picture books count?
Are they books?
Are they books? Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I don't... Was because those were from when I was like 5, but okay, then I.
All right, well
like,
then don't count those.
Okay, so then none.
You don't know.
That's
those.
A lie. I've been in your room. You have.
What was the last book you read?
No, they're technically my sister's, but she doesn't want to have them.
Oh,
in her
totally.
Room.
See,
yeah.
See, he's not taking credit for books that don't belong to him, like some people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what was the last book you read?
Since I get most Go Ask Alice by I can't remember who else.
Isn't that pretty in? Is that that's kind of an intense book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about like a girl that gets hooked
on drugs.
That's what I thought. Wow. That's like,
that's pretty heady New York bestseller stuff.
I think you just won that question.
A little bit.
Jeez.
Let's see. What's the next one I want to get to?
Oh, I want to know, what is your favorite band if no other band existed? You can only pick one.
Famous Last Words.
Famous Last Words.
Okay. I know those guys. Scott? He's staring at the sky, looking for inspiration. The ceiling fan is mesmerizing.
Come back to me. Can we wait? Can we count ourselves? Because then, like, we'd be like the most famous band in the world. Because
that is so
cheap answer.
And narcissistic.
Get you 0 points.
You know what narcissism means?
Wow.
Oh wait, I got one. I'll leave. Green Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Mia.
We at least know who that is.
I'm still thinking.
Okay, Tanner, you got it.
I know a lot of people don't really like this band, but Falling in Reverse.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I like that band. That's
I
a
don't
good
know
band.
Any of
this is kind of this is kind of a like a family joke, so you'll probably hear my mom laugh, but Snap, Crackle, and Pops.
You can hear it. Snap, Crackle,
but,
and Pops.
Probably a lot of like Slayer and Primus and Metallica songs.
Jesus.
Okay, yeah, that's yeah. That's a
we're talking about bands, wow. Not songs.
Well, all right, Mia, if you are driving, you're in a buddy movie with a celebrity and they are driving across the country and you're like their teenage sidekick, right?
Mm-hmm.
What celebrity is in the driver's seat of that car?
Probably Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, entertaining ride there. Scott?
Who? I don't know celebrities.
Ooh, somebody in a movie, anybody. Movie, TV show, rock
anybody
star.
Anybody famous that you would want to spend a
famous.
Car trip with.
There you go.
Yeah, driving across the country.
A singer, a movie star, somebody on
you
TV.
You get to be their plucky teenage assistant.
There's nobody you'd like to meet that's famous. A famous drummer.
The Rock, I guess.
Nice.
Nice. What? Dwayne Johnson.
I like him.
Pretty gay name.
No, don't say my answer. He's going to say what I want to say.
It's very happy.
I don't know.
Landed.
Can we choose someone random? Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's a hot one, actually.
I do love the fact that you kids are having such a hard time coming up with celebrities.
Oh. JT from Famous Last Words.
You are focused on that band.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'll choose someone different.
Well,
I'll
cool.
go.
I also have another one. Probably Sylvester Stallone.
Okay,
I don't know how to say
you
got to
pick one. You can't pick two. That's going to invalidate
but
your other answer.
But most likely Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Tanner.
Probably Jennifer Aniston because she's kind of
nice.
Oh! There's a hey! Ding, ding. See, I knew it was a good idea having this kid play the game.
Dude, you are winning the quiz.
It's because his mom's not here. Okay?
Oh right,
right,
right.
All right,
listen to this.
All right, we're gonna get to some slightly more challenging questions. Tanner, you are home alone. Is the bathroom door open or closed?
Oh, it's open all the way.
Manning, you're home alone. Bathroom door open or closed?
It'll be closed, but I was going to say about him, even when people are home, he leaves it open.
I don't really care.
That was kind of evident by the way he answered the question. Landon.
Wide open.
Wide open, sir. All right.
Open.
Open?
Closed and locked.
Nice. Ah,
that's
Fortress
a good girl.
Of solitude. Exactly.
I have a little sister.
Mia, oh, yeah. While home alone, have you ever thrown a party?
No. I don't have that many friends.
Are you lying right now?
No.
Scott?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay. Their parents are all here. Why would they even
lie? Yeah, but I can also find out if they're telling you. I can tell if kids lie.
I was about to say that. Like, even if I did, I probably would say no because, you know, my mom's listening in the
exactly.
other room.
Right. But pretend like she's not.
No.
Are you lying?
No.
You're totally lying.
I have like five friends.
Manning, was he lying?
No.
No. Has he thrown a party? Have you thrown a party, Matt?
No.
Is
no.
he lying?
Remember,
he's
snitches get stitches.
Damn it. I was really hoping that question would go better.
Is that everybody?
For us. No, and Tanner. Sorry.
Does having a party by yourself count?
No.
Oh, hey. Then no.
Tanner doesn't count. Right.
I would like to know what the grossest thing you ever ate when nobody was around is.
Oh, Tanner, yeah. Starting with you, sir.
When nobody was around?
I used to sneak into the kitchen and take a spoonful of peanut butter and dip it in the sugar jar when I was your age.
Dude, I do
I'm
that.
Gonna try that now.
I would lick my finger and stick it into the sugar container my mom would right. use for baking cookies and stuff.
I eat sugar cubes sometimes.
No, when I'm just like like, when I'm home alone or even when people are home, I just go in and I take a big jar of pickles and I just eat, like, pickles.
Okay.
Damn, so it's leaning sour.
That's not gross.
Okay, who
else?
That's
kind of normal, actually.
Anything weird? So,
anybody else? Manny? Weird food habits?
I don't do this as much anymore, but because this, it made me pretty, like, sick. I felt really gross afterward, but I grabbed 2 Rice Krispie treats and put marshmallows in the middle and microwaved it.
Oh, yeah.
And then now
gross.
I was thinking
that's
about,
just good.
Well, thinking damn. About it now, like, I don't know. It just makes me
You know
sick.
Rice Krispie treats are just made of marshmallow, right?
But
so it's just extra.
Doubling up the marshmallow. It's
all
double
right,
stuffed.
Landon, anything gross?
Not gross, just something that's, I'm probably going to have diabetes when I'm older. I used to take honey, take the top off and just chug it.
Yeah.
Just drink honey.
Like Super Troopers, you know, when they're chugging the maple syrup.
Yeah, exactly. You know that's just bee poo, but okay.
I like bee poo then.
I don't
bee
know.
You just look scared and confused,
you
my
don't
friend.
Need
it's okay.
Eat anything
Do you need
gross?
A blanket? Are you in shock?
No. I'm just really, my mind's blank right now. I don't have anything.
Well, does drinking count? I drink pickle juice.
Okay, that's another sour lover.
I love pickle juice.
All right. We're going to switch over to some rapid fire questions, but I do have one last question here. When you're old and gray, upon your death, where would you haunt? If you were a ghost, where would you haunt?
Probably my sister's house. My younger sister's mean. House when she gets older.
You're so annoying, and now I'm going to annoy you.
Yes.
From the Tanner. Grave.
I'd probably haunt Jennifer Aniston's house.
Yay! Nice. Call back.
Nice. Haunt my friend's house because they don't believe in ghosts.
Bam.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, make the punish the non-believers.
Infidels.
This is a hard question. I don't know, really. Let's just say my brother's still alive. Whoever dies from something stupid, probably I'll haunt my brother just because why not?
I'd probably haunt Mia because I think it'd be really funny to see her. Ah!
Well, I intimidate him, so.
So being a ghost, like, she'd be scared of me this time. It'd flip the table, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tables have turned.
That's how the band's going to break up right there. Hey, yes.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys what I like to call the rapid-fire questions. It's just you're going to be given either or choice. Just say the first thing that comes to mind. Ready?
I'm ready.
Tanner, who wins in a fight, donkey or a walrus?
Walrus.
Mia, same question.
Donkey.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Tanner, which do you like better, Transformers or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Transformers.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I don't like you anymore.
Spider-Man.
Which are better movie series, Despicable Me or the Lego movies?
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me all the way.
Despicable Me.
Neither.
Neither.
Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter for the music.
Lord of the Rings.
I haven't watched either, but I'll go with Harry Potter.
No!
Which are cooler, vampires or spaceships?
Vampires.
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 Spaceships.
Vampires.
Everybody's scared of him. Like,
yeah,
he's
why am I always
vampires?
The outlier?
Manning says vampires because he is a vampire.
Well, he's turning into a teenager, so that's correct. Let's see. Okay, which is cooler, dinosaurs or robots?
Oh, robots.
Dinosaurs. What?
Robots.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Wow, a lot of controversy here. Which is better music, Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
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 It hurts, doesn't it?
It hurts really bad.
Beatles.
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 He got forced into that. That was awesome. Which is better music, Melanie Martinez or Fun?
Neither.
I don't know who Fun is, so.
I don't know who any of them are.
Neither.
Wow, I'm trying to pick like shit or stuff you kids would know.
I might. But
this is contemporary bands here. All right, we're going to switch to genres. Pop punk or hardcore?
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
punk.
Pop punk, specifically. Like, you know, the Green Day, Blink-182 side of things. Yeah. Okay.
Hardcore.
Their drummer's the pop kid. That's awesome. Metal or grunge?
Metal.
Grunge.
Metal.
Metal.
Death metal. There we go. Rings of Saturn.
Ooh.
Ooh.
70s rock or 60s rock?
70s.
Okay. Wow. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
All right. Oh, burgers or dogs?
Dogs.
Wait, what?
Burgers or dogs?
I mean, hot dogs. I'm not gay or anything, so.
Manny,
what? So I'm gonna choose burgers. You can just put out my answer now.
Gold, internet gold. This is. All right, final question for everybody. We're gonna start with Tanner. Would you rather be beat up or grounded for a week?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Beat up. Wait, do you have to like actually be beat up, or can you like just like be in a fight?
Beat up. That's when I asked the question.
Yeah, you're in a fight. You lose.
Yeah, that's a different question. Okay, I could ask who you'd want to start a fist fight with, but we skipped that question.
Ooh.
Any rate, I'm going to tabulate the answers on my calculator here.
That's the
and,
best
part. And frankly, out by a mile, Tanner the roadie walks away with this race.
Of course.
Consistently.
Disclaimer, he looks like he's 8 years old.
Get wrecked.
How ironic.
Yeah, you do look like a second
he's
grader.
He's gonna go away.
Yes,
I'm older than Manning.
Doesn't sound or look
and you're cursed with being ginger. It's I'm sorry, my friend.
And your girlfriend's
so sorry.
Mosquito.
Dude, shut up.
But it'll be great when in high school you sprout up and start working out, and then you're bigger than all of them at that point too.
It's he's gonna really go away in a stroller.
No, have
for
you
now,
except
my
his
dad?
Girlfriend asking him out over text.
But gingers have no soul.
Oh, I forgot to ask one other question.
Just go, just do it.
All right, one last question. All right. Pleased to be describing the age and circumstances of your first kiss. Tanner.
Oh, my gosh. Age, I was 11, and it was at school, and I was pressured into it, and it was Manning's ex-girlfriend.
Actually, that's all right.
Hold. No, we'll get to you later, sir. We'll get to you later.
Face.
Face! That's what face means.
That's what face is for.
My eighth grade year, we dated for about 2.5 months.
Oh, wow, that's so long.
He's my ex now. We don't get along.
Wait, and where did you kiss? Where was the first kiss?
Well, it was outside of our school, and my dad ended up driving by in the truck.
Oh. Oh, first try. Yeah, you have no luck when it comes to first try.
No.
Never happens.
Still waiting for that magic moment. That's awesome, my friend.
So, first girlfriend, you know, I told my friend, I'm like, I'm going to do it today. And the whole lunch, I was standing there like a penguin, and she's like, why are you being weird? I'm like, no reason. and then when I'd walk her to the stairs to her class, and I go to mine. This was in seventh grade, you know. And then I was like, and it was just like a little, like just a little peck. And then I was like, oh my gosh!
In your head, fireworks are going off, and for everybody else,
what
it's just another Tuesday.
She was just like, okay.
Wow. The underwhelm, I guess.
Did it lead to more kissing, or did she like never kiss you again?
Don't give him the mic.
I'm not going.
There's still more.
I'm exposing him.
Tanner, no. It's Manning.
I'm exposing him. All right,
Manning.
All right, let's just add this. His first kiss was not my ex-girlfriend. It was a girl, and it was in the hallway.
Wait, no.
But you did date her.
And really, you knew a girl named. Never mind.
And I made out with his first girlfriend under bleachers at Des Moines. I'm not even kidding. Too strong. Anyways,
what?
My first kiss was the girl he's dating now.
And I made out with her.
Barely. That's such a lie. If we were in these tunnels, and he's such a liar.
You guys are like 12.
All right.
Like.
He doesn't even know how. He showed me.
All right.
It was great. I watched it.
That was a
sword
very
fighting.
Revealing question. Moms, you can gauge your punishments later. Okay. I didn't know if there were any lies that
my
I got
does.
To reveal there. I was hoping I got to reveal lies. Damn.
T- Tanner.
But you guys seem to be a bunch of pretty honest kids here.
Except for Tanner. Yeah. Of course. He's trying to be savage.
Yeah, the two.
But it's not.
The two of you are going to be fighting over, like, women and cars for, like, the next decade. all right, let's congratulations. That was a great quiz. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did, too. Let's have another song.
More music.
Right. Yeah.
Chop suey. Thanks.
You're just jealous that they have a band that's not with their dad.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. I swear.
I'm good at making fun of things.
Whatever. Obviously.
Jesus.
So where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find us on Facebook.
And on Instagram and on Twitter and on YouTube.
We
and
also
is that
have
all
a
under your band name?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not
on,
a very good website, though.
But on Instagram, on Instagram, it's Fadeaway. It's underscore.
Band?
No, it's just Fadeaway. It's underscore. Oh. And then on Facebook, I think it's just Fadeaway. Yeah. Yeah, it's just Fadeaway. But just
so
look
find
up
them
Fadeaway
on Facebook, and they have links to all those other things, I bet.
Yeah. We also have a business card.
And we have a YouTube channel.
Oh yeah!
Nice. What's on the YouTube videos and shows?
Yeah.
Except they're not professionally filmed. You say
they're like
Facebook videos. Yeah. I mean, that's
there's nothing wrong with that.
They are professionally done with the highest quality phone.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can promise you that.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please check that out somewhere on the interwebs. Anything else you guys want to throw out?
Are you playing anywhere soon?
Yeah, oh, thank you, Rick. That's the other question I forgot there.
August 12th,
Yeah, I think it is.
Where are we playing?
Scott, I mean, Tanner, have my phone? Calendar. Caliander.
I have no idea what's going on.
I meant Tanner.
He is a perfect drummer.
You guys playing are the same.
Elbow room, maybe?
You've been awfully quiet, Scott.
Oh, yeah, it is elbow room.
Elbow room, August 12th.
I'm going to double-check, though, so we don't tell people.
Sparks' very own elbow room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Rockin' Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
August 12th. Yeah, elbow room. And then, so that's on the weekend of when school starts.
And then
August
18th is...
On Friday is Sparks Lounge.
What time are those shows?
So
I got a kid who is of all ages.
Elbow room is 9
p.m. I have to poop.
I actually do too.
Mom, my poop is coming.
It never really grows out of you guys, does it? Yeah. Figure one day you grow up and quit pooping like the rest of us.
I'm not.
Wait, what?
I'm not sure. So, elbow room is 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
What night of the week is that?
That's on Saturday.
Okay.
Good.
And then on Friday of the 18th, it's at Sparks Lounge from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Nice. Wow, man, you guys are doing like 4-hour sets?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Are you
It's fun, though.
Damn. How many songs do you play?
Like 12.
13 each ish. Set. Yeah. And so we usually go 45 minutes, 50-minute, you know, break, and then just do that until the time has come.
Dude, you're going to get worn out before you're... 16.
Not builds endurance.
Hell yeah.
Builds character.
We're all going to be deaf.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's true. For ear protection.
I'm already halfway deaf.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yet I still can't hear very well.
Well, it's because you need to take earplugs out.
I don't wear earplugs on stage, but I wear them at practice.
How you get hemorrhoids.
Actually, even more so,
you get hemorrhoids from not breathing while
you should
you're
wear
squatting.
Them as an audience member, because that ringing never goes away if you don't.
It doesn't. We've gone to concerts, and 2 days later, I'm like, oh, my ears are still ringing.
Yeah,
I haven't seen a concert in over a year, and my ears are still ringing.
Come to Thy Art Is Murder. It's going to be great.
Whenever they ring afterwards, it's because you've done a little tiny bit of permanent damage to your ears that you'll never get back.
Just a little tiny bit.
Just oops.
Yeah, no, I know people who are older and are bass players, and they lost whatever side of the drums they stood on. The cymbals, like, killed their ears on that side.
Yeah.
Sorry, Landon.
So right.
It's
so
okay.
Consider
something to think about in the future
ears.
There.
Yeah, all of our old friends are already ruined, but we're trying to tell you before it's too late.
All right, cool.
Thanks
for that.
I think it's about that time. I see the light at the end of the tunnel is telling me the show's about over. I think we'd like to have you guys play one last song here after we close out. So, Scott, as I'm talking, you can run back downstairs and get set up. I'm really excited to have you all here. This is a lot of fun.
Let's do some.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, dude, that's a great song.
That'd be great to go out on.
It was really great to have you guys here. I can't wait to see more of you in the future. I want to hear more original songs.
And we're going to release Married to the Sight as a single, and then it'll be on our EP.
Excellent.
Well, hurry up and decide before you're too old to do this.
Yeah, you don't have much time. You're only going to be like 40 in like another 30 years.
So get on it.
But for all of the staff that's not here... myself, Dogwater Dick, and everybody else here at the worst little podcast in the world. I just want to let everybody know that life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
rock and roll.
Yay.
Yeah.
Do you know what a mulatto is?
Fam.
No, you're really. Just do you know the definition of the vocabulary?
What a mulatto is?
Isn't it like...
It's an old-fashioned term.
Is it like... Does it have to do with skin color?
Yes.
Very good.
Do you know what it is?
It just means it's biracial, really.
Well, it means half black.
Oh.
Half black, half white. Right?
Yeah.
And then do you know what?
Rich just going to like.
Wait, now do you know what a
catalog
quarter,
of?
Do you know what a quarter black meant? What they used to call a person who was quarter black. That was a quadroon, and then an eighth black was called an octoroon. So it was mulatto, quadroon.
They made up all of these words for no good reason. Really.
So that they could like
feel better.
Yeah, and make people feel terrible about themselves.
Interesting.
And their heritage. So there you go. Nice. Do you know what albino is?
Isn't it just completely white? Just.
They have no
there's no actually
skin
so
pigment.
Such thing as completely no white, because anybody who's generally pigment. Considered white is actually a makeup of a bunch of Northern Europeans.
Right. Sure. No, but this is like somebody who has no pigment, like, which is funny that they're saying like a half black and a person with no pigment and pink eyes. So that's kind of weird.
Wait, we're done?
That's a good thing to end on.
Don't you remember our little talk about your laziness?
Doug Rogers Studios.
I'm not one to be pushed over my limit.
I know.